In Libya, 8 months after they began their uprising against Muammar Gaddafi, the country's new leaders are ready to say they are officially liberated. The interim government, the Transitional National Council, says it'll make the announcement tomorrow in the eastern city of Benghazi, the birthplace of the revolution. NPR's Grant Clark reports from eastern Libya.
The sounds of a celebration, decades in the making. Libyans have been taking to the streets of major cities, reveling in the news of Gaddafi's death Thursday and the fall of his hometown Sirte. Over the past 2 days, they've lined up in their thousands to view the former dictator's blood-streaked corpse on display in a cold storage room in a Misrata market. For many Libyans, like Mustafa Hassam, his death is a relief. It brings hope for a new start. But exactly when and by whom Gaddafi was killed is clouding tomorrow's declaration of liberation. TNC accounts of his death and conflicting amateur cell phone videos have prompted calls by the United Nations Human Rights Commission and others for an investigation. Summary executions and extrajudicial killings are illegal under international law. The official end of the civil war also marks the beginning of a new political phase. Interim Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril says the TNC will name a transitional government soon. They'll get to work on drafting a new constitution and plans for elections in about 8 months' time. Another distraction for Libya's new leaders: where to bury the former dictator. Islamic custom requires burial within 24 hours of death. But more than 2 days later, there is still no decision. Jibril says the delay is to allow for an autopsy and a probe into Gaddafi's death. The fugitive leader was killed after being captured by government militiamen. But there's also a fight within the revolutionary movement over the location of the grave. The end of Libya's revolution also brings an end to NATO forces' involvement in the conflict. The alliance plans to wrap up its mission here by the end of the month. Grant Clark, NPR News, Misrata.